the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's Listen Grilling, guys. Hey, we held over one of our board of directors, T. Gidd. He was just finishing up that boil recipe, and I want to conclude that because we're at the point where he's put some things in, taken some things out, and he's about to put the rest of it in.
Yeah,
and then I want to find out when it all gets in there and when we're ready to eat.
So far, the corn is in a dry cooler, stand warm,
right.
Steeping, as he says.
Yep.
And then are you pulling those bags out and throwing those in there as well?
The bags of vegetables?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you don't want to overcook them.
As you're cooking your vegetables, it all goes into the vegetable ice chest. You know, and that stands alone. It doesn't get mixed in with all the seafood until maybe the very end.
Okay. And then, so you're going to put the potatoes in?
Yeah, the potatoes go in first because they take the longest to cook, and then you could add your mushrooms and your onions and all the other vegetables that you want to cook. And then when all that's done, you throw that out, put it in an ice chest, and then here comes the seafood. Now, the thing about seafood, I mean, we have crawfish, we do crab, we do shrimp. That's our three primary Trinity seafood boils. And the thing of it is that a lot of people overcook the
right.
seafood.
Right.
And when you overcook the crawfish or you overcook the shrimp or even the crab, what ends up happening is the meat sticks to the shell and you can't enjoy it. It just, it's like almost you're fighting to eat the food.
So you're going to have a rolling boil and you're going to throw, let's say, 2 pounds of fresh shrimp in there. How long would it take to make that al dente?
Well, I'm telling you, within about 3 minutes,
yeah.
I'm testing.
Yeah.
I'm testing. I'm pulling one out.
Yep.
When it floats to the top, it's done.
Yep.
It's almost too done. So you want to, like, drop them in there, let them steep a little while, and then pull one out, give it a sample. And when the shell pulls off of that tail and you bite into the meat and it's nice and cooked through and through, take it out. Because when you put it in ice chest, it's going to keep cooking.
Right.
It's like a steak, right? When you take it off the grill, it's going to cook another 10 to 15 degrees. You want to take them out before they're actually done. And the same thing with crawfish. I mean, 7 minutes tops, 5 to 7 minutes. Crabs, about the same time limit.
Scallops.
10 minutes. Well, you know, we don't do much scallops, you know. I mean, oysters, but you don't boil oysters. You shuck them and eat them raw.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
How are your oysters? Pretty good?
Man, we got the best oysters, Grand Isle, Louisiana.
So hold on.
When y'all come down here, we're going to take a little pilgrimage trip to Grand Isle, Louisiana, the world famous huge, saltiest oysters you've ever eaten in your life. Beautiful.
Okay, rabbits, I'm pulling you back on the trail here. Okay, because we still haven't finished this damn boil. All right? We got stuffs and coolers. We got stuff that we pulled out too early. And so when's it all come together?
The babysitter's here.
So I'm assuming the seafood's done. The vegetables were taken out and putting in that ice chest. Do I bring it all together and put it back in a liquid, or do I just put it all together dry now and it's done?
Well, I don't know about how y'all do it, but down here, people eat as it comes out the pot. I mean, it's not like everybody sits down at the table and you dump it all on the table and everybody starts eating at one time.
Right.
You know, when you pull out a batch of crawfish, you throw it on the table, you got the first round of people eating that, and then you throw some vegetables and stuff on top of the crawfish. And then when they're done, you know, you get the second round. And then
that makes
some
sense.
People from the first
that
round
makes
that
sense.
Didn't eat enough.
Yeah, because you don't want the shrimp to be cold when you finally pull those crayfish off or whatever, crawfish.
Oh, no. So the reward for all the blood, sweat, and tears of you standing over that, you know, 150,000 BTU burner pot and sweating, the reward is that you get the last batch. And the last batch is the best batch because it has all the flavors in there. And it's the spiciest. It's the best.
And which protein do you save for the last? That you said you got shrimp, crawfish, and what sausage was the other one?
I'm thinking he's saving the crawfish for last, but that's just a guess.
Well, I want him to ask.
Well, typically it's seasonal. So if you're having a crawfish ball, you're having a crawfish ball. And if you're going to have a seafood ball, you could do shrimp and crab, but normally it's shrimp or crab. You know, you rarely mix all the three together because they're not all in season at the same time.
Would you do a blue crab in there?
Oh, yeah, Blue Point crab. That's the best.
Okay.
That's my wife. Okay, other than the bass filet served over rice with the crumpet chétouffée on top with the butter bread on the side, her second, or maybe even close to maybe one plus, is boiled crab. She'll sit down at a table for 4 hours and not move, not get up. She'll eat crabs. She just loves.
Okay, and this is a slim, beautiful woman, by the way. We're not talking about a walking school bus here. She can't 4 hours. I mean, you might get the wrong picture.
No. My wife is beautiful, and she just loves her Blue Point crab. Matter of fact, that's how my dad would bribe her to bring our children over, his grandkids. He'd come back from the camp. He'd say, "Hey, Jennifer, why don't you bring the kids?" "Well, Mr. Ray, you know, we got school tomorrow and stuff." And she said, I've got some crabs from the camp. She said, "I'm on my way."
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, listen, we were supposed to do this segment on lobster tails because I've got some ideas on them and some things people could do because, you know, you can get lobster anywhere thanks to our logistics situation. Well, I used to be able to anyway. But one of the things I like to do, and I learned this in Australia, was to take that tail off and just do the tail. I don't care for the claws so much because those Aussie lobsters are so big, the tail alone will feed two people. But you cut that shell down the middle, and you throw it on the grill, and you let it steep. And when it starts opening up, you throw some cheddar cheese on top, and you make up a nice compound butter to dip that thing in, and you got a cheesy lobster pick. And you just take your forks, you and your wife, you take your forks, and you just start pulling that thing out of there and dipping it in the butter. And that's a beautiful way. There's another thing you can do is cut that center out of the back and make about a half-inch strip all the way down it and put it in a pan of garlic butter on your grill and then warm that baby up until it starts cooking and it'll start opening up slightly because that meat expands, right? And then you flip it over in the remaining butter. You close the lid on the grill and you let that smoke just a little bit, but you got to watch your timing on that. What do you ever do with lobster in a boil? Could you put lobster in a boil?
I'm sure you could. You know, I mean, basically, it's just the cousin of a crawfish, you know?
Right.
So, but again, not knowing the size and the time frame that it would take to do that. I know my dad went up to Nova Scotia for a Cajun reunion with all our ancestors and whatnot. And the mayor of Shadyac, Nova Scotia, invited him on his lobster boat. And all they do is they dip the pot in the ocean on the boat after they pull up a couple of traps and they light a burner on the boat and they boiled it right there in the seawater, and then had butter and garlic and all and wine, of course. And
well, that sounds like a North American fish boil. They do the same thing. It's the salty water and
Yep. All I know is that I had a friend of mine. He did crawfish catering gigs. You know where you go out and they'd hire him to cook crawfish for hundreds of people for events. And he said, you know, I got so much competition. I need a gimmick. And I said, what you need to do is you need to bring in a couple of crates of those little baby lobsters from Maine. So get your connection. And you dump that with all your crawfish. And when you dump that on the table, they're going to say, oh, my God, look at the size of these crawfish. And you say, that's my studs. You know what I mean? You know, I'm bringing out my big boys for y'all. And I said, trust me, they will be talking about you and recommending you to everybody. And it might cost you a few $100s, but, man, the market, you know.
So we're running out of time, brother. Tell our listeners how they can catch your YouTube cooking show with you and your buddy, your hysterical friend.
Kurt Guillory. Well, you can find us on Facebook if you search Grilling with the Guru. And we also have a YouTube channel that we just launched. We're getting more of our old segments produced and put onto our YouTube channel. It's two grilling gurus. And just look for us. We'd love to have you on the show, and if you have any comments or suggestions that you want us to see, any recipes you want us to throw your way, man, shoot us an email, send us a comment in the section, and we'll definitely accommodate you. We have a lot of fun. It's not just grilling. It's entertainment.
It's hysterical.
That's kind of like our show, too. Yeah, just like yours.
Y'all's show is incredible. No, y'all been doing it for so long, and the public needs this information. They're craving this information, and kudos to y'all for bringing it.
Well, see, you guys, you were smart and you went video right off the bat. And our producer said,
I don't know if that was smart. Have you ever seen me and that dude? We're made for radio. Yeah.
We're living off the mystery, T-Gator. Hey, but thanks for your time. We got to wrap this up. It's been wonderful talking to you and catching up. And bless you and your family, and have a very prosperous 2023. We appreciate you, man.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Y'all be good.
Yeah, love you, too. Hope the kids are well.
All right. Hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Be safe out there, and we'll talk with you next week.